Sabbath School. Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Monday. Ties that bind. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13, we read, and this is a repetition of Moses at the end of his lifespan. And he says to them, "And he, God, declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone," which we can see here in the background. These 2 tables of stone drawn by the Austrian artist Maximilian Jantzsche. Here we can see them. These tables of stone, 10 commandments, the shortest law in the universe. Only 10 points. And if they are headed, if these commandments are obeyed, all the people on this planet would live in safety, in happiness. Nobody were afraid, no wars, no poverty, no robbery, no criminals, nothing. No thieves, no breaking of a marriage vow, nothing at all. And on every seventh day, people would keep the Sabbath day. The whole planet, all the humans on it, would live together in harmony. You can't believe it? If people would obey these 10 commandments, if they took care of these commandments, everything would be in order. Everything. It's interesting that God was able to write down 10 points, only 10 points, which are enough. When we look at all the books of law in a state, and they grow bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and day by day, new laws are added and added and added, and it grows and grows and grows. And God's law, it's the same. For centuries and centuries and centuries, it's always the same, because it's the best law. There's no need for changing, no need for adding anything. It's there. It's complete. It's perfect. Everything is there. It's simply great. How can this happen? Yeah, because this law is made by God. And in a relationship, it's important that it can start that you love each other. And then that you are loyal to each other. There are binding ties. A fine relationship can only exist when there are binding ties. So, according to God's law, here is love from God's side, and then love from your side, and obeying His commandments. And then it works. That's how this relationship to God is worthwhile. Here we see a secret for happiness for the people on this planet, keeping the Ten Commandments. This is the secret. In a way, it's easy and simple if people kept the commandments.